King and some of these great places that he finds. We have with us this morning Kay Fernandez, and thank you for joining us today, Kay.
Thank you for having me.
You talk about rugged Northern Ireland as a topic, and you say that, rightly so, the Irish have a talent for spinning a yarn, and one is the legend of Giant Finn McCool.
Indeed. Storytelling is part of the Irish culture, and they attach stories to so many things, and it's just the folklore is just part of the culture. With Finn McCool, there are two or three versions floating out there, and supposedly he was a giant who commanded the Ireland armies, and he took a fancy to a lady giant who came from an island off the coast of western Scotland. And he built Giant's Causeway so he could bring her to live with him. And another version has it that he wanted to fight his rival giant, a Scottish giant named Benan Donner. And to confront his giant rival, he built the causeway to so they could get into it.
And, of course, we have to believe in giants because, you know, if we believe in those little green fellows, what are they called? They're those little gremlin sort of people.
Almost elf-like, I guess.
Yeah. So if we believe in those sorts of things, then we must believe in giants.
Absolutely.
But the real story is...
The real story is that it's actually a geological phenomenon, and if you can imagine the world back 60 million years ago, which I have trouble imagining, the causeway was actually formed by the cooling and shrinking of lava when it came through the Earth's crust about 60 million years ago. And basically the causeway is a honeycomb of about 40,000 columns, about 37,000 columns. It's just
giant stepping stones.
That's what they look like.
Yeah.
They're obviously formed from the lava rocks, and some of them are six-sided, some are six, five, seven, eight-sided, and they go upward to 40 feet tall.
And it's an entry from the cliff foot to the sea, is that correct?
Absolutely. It's surrounded by cliffs. When you go into it, when you approach it, you definitely have that wow factor because you've never seen anything like it. And it's very dramatic to see the cliffs just drop off into these stepping stones. There are 15 miles of footpaths that can take you all around the stones. The World Heritage Site came on board in 1986 when UNESCO named it a World Heritage Site because of the geological phenomenon attached to it. And since that time, they built a visitor center. And at the visitor center, you can view a film, and it talks about how the causeway was formed. And you can also take a little mini bus down. Well, the visitor center is on top of a cliff, so you can take a minibus down to the stepping stones, or if you're a more adventuresome soul, you can take some of the footpaths.
Right, and as you say, it gives you an inkling of the wild, rugged, and romantic beauty of the Northern Ireland coastline, the jagged cliffs and the crashing waves with touches of emerald green.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about Ireland, you think about the emerald green. And it really is emerald green. But this particular part of Ireland, it is indeed very rugged. The waves come crashing up, so therefore the area is very slippery.
And it's open year-round, is that correct?
It is, which is surprising. Obviously, in the wintertime, it can be quite cool. I was there in May, and it was a little chilly. But you have to be prepared, you know, with very sensible shoes. And preferably some kind of waterproof gear, just in case.
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago the minibus, but you can also hike on this 15 miles of footpaths, as I understand.
Yes, and the footpaths take you up over the cliffs and then down. And again, you have to be very careful because it can be very slippery. But obviously, the view is just spectacular. And the cliffs just drop off dramatically into the sea. And this is a very passionate sea where the waves come crashing up.
And, of course, this is the area where you see those intriguing formations.
Yes. If you look closely, you can see different formations among the stepping stones. One of them looks like a camel's back. One of them looks like a wishing well. Another one looks like a giant's boot, and it really does look like a boot. It's just amazing how some of these formations came about.
And you say in your article, at the west end of the cliffs, the Portkun Cave is a large sea cavern that you can enter on the landward side.
Right. Again, you have to be very careful because it's very slippery, the stones are uneven, and the waves just can come in unexpectedly. But it's still well worth the trek down there to the cave.
Now, you go on to say that one of the signature project initiatives of Northern Ireland establishes a touring route starting in Belfast and finishing in Derry. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, I have not had the pleasure of visiting Belfast, but it is a very vibrant city, and they have several initiatives underway themselves. I hope to go to Belfast my next time around. But there'll be different signs. I think about 440 signs will mark the causeway route from Belfast through Giant's Causeway on into Derry. And it goes through the nine different glens of Antrim, and Giant's Causeway is in Antrim County, or County Antrim, as the Irish call it. And it goes along the coastway, the causeway and the coastline, and different signs mark different places where visitors can stop and just enjoy these phenomenal views along the way.
And if you go an extra 2 miles, you can get to the village of Bushmills.
Yes, from Giant's Causeway, it's only 2 miles. It's a small village, but it's the most well-known for it's the world's oldest licensed whiskey distillery.
Yeah, if anybody of Irish descent certainly knows about Irish whiskey, and certainly Bushmills, of course.
And they like to say that it's different from Scotch whiskey because they don't use peat smoke in their kilns.
Yeah, and it does have a much different taste, actually. Jameson's is the other one. Now, you go on then again to say, in 1608, the old Bushmills distillery has been making Irish malt whiskey, but originally it was the last stop for carriages from Belfast before the final push to the causeway. So you got to warm yourself up on a little bit of whiskey, I guess, huh?
Passengers could get out of the carriage and enjoy their whiskey, which would, yes, indeed, warm the cockles of their heart before they went on.
Certainly on a chilly night.
Absolutely. But at the distillery, you can take a tour, which is very interesting. I didn't know anything about whiskey making. And it takes you all through the stages of the mashing and the fermentation and the distillery and then the maturation process, and it's very interesting. And then afterwards they of course give you a taste and hope that you would buy some as well.
And going towards Derry, you can see it's obviously a colorful stretch of coast, and there are huge cliffs of red sandstone and white chalk, and you mentioned that treasures from the Spanish Armada shipwrecks were found in the mid-1960s, interestingly enough.
Right. There have been a number of shipwrecks from the Spanish Armada, which goes back centuries, as we well know. But at the time, a group of Belgian divers discovered nearly 10,000 objects. And the most valuable and beautiful of these are found in the Ulster Museum in Belfast.
Yeah, that must be pretty nasty diving in that area, I would think.
I would imagine.
That's probably why they lasted till 1960. Tell us a bit about historic Londonderry.
Londonderry, and or most people like to call it Derry. It's probably recognized as the cultural center of the Northwest. And let me interject something also about Northern Ireland. People might have a misconception that it is an unsafe place to be,
right.
And that is totally a misconception. It's a very safe place to be and a wonderful place to visit. And that would also include Belfast and the coastline and on into Derry. And Derry was founded, I think the earliest references go back to the 6th century when a monastery was founded there. And it's setting on the Foyle River, and which is not too far from the sea.
Well, and there's such a great contrast between the north and the south of Ireland, I think.
Absolutely. The Northern Ireland is just, it really is rugged and wild and dramatic, spectacular. You can see why it's, you know, drawn poets and writers and artists.
Right, and you further go to say in your article that Derry can be used as a springboard to other parts of Ireland as well.
Yes, and it's very easy to do. They have a very nice regional airport. It's easy to go fly to Dublin, which I did from Derry. And the airport also serves London and Scotland and, you know, other places, that connections throughout Europe and obviously into North America.
But then the currency is British pounds in Northern Ireland, of course.
Yes.
And
of course, if you go across to the Republic of Ireland, then they use the euro.
Kate, that's a terrific article. And for those that are online, you can go to and read the article more in depth on our website, ttrn.com. Kate, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. It's kind of the end of the day, and we're about to run, and after speaking with Chef Tom, and he's got me so hungry on talking about this restaurant that he's been in Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
I'm going to take a break, and we're off for now, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you, Kate. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, that was great. Ireland is a favorite place of mine and many of my friends, and I haven't spent as much time in Northern Ireland as I would like to, and I probably should do that again real soon. That's about it for today. Next week we're going to have Jim Donnelly, who is the co-founder of iGo You Go, and Rediscovering America on Sanibel Island with Bob Fisher. And our man about the world, Johnny Jett, will be with us, so tune in the same time next Wednesday for Talking Travel. With me and my friends on the Travel Talk Radio Network, this is Roy Lowy saying bye till next week. Talking Travel is brought to you by the Travel Talk Radio Network, broadcast live from Florida's Sun Coast and 24/7 online at ttrn.com. Now back to our regular network programming in progress.